It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Seaside Heights, New Jersey became a symbol of devastation after Sandy, its roller coaster thrown into the sea. Now the beach town has sustained another blow. It was part of a stunning, massive fire that began in nearby Seaside Park and quickly spread north. The blaze destroyed dozens of businesses, destroyed the newly rebuilt boardwalk, and took about 8 hours to extinguish. Resident Bridget Crudo is just thankful no one was seriously hurt.
It's a tragedy, but if the wind hadn't been blowing the way my parents' house would be up, probably up in smoke. We're only a block and a half away.
Governor Christie says the fire is mostly extinguished, but firefighters are monitoring hot spots to make sure the blaze does not flare up again. WNYC's Janet Babin joins us now with an update. Janet, the fire started on the boardwalk, allegedly in a frozen custard shop. How ironic, a frozen custard shop would be the start of a fire, and engulfed about 4 or 5 blocks. Do we know anything more about how it started?
Not yet, Amy. The blaze is under investigation. Governor Christie said that this morning, that prosecutors are looking into this. But so far, no evidence that this is a suspicious fire. Still looking into it, though.
The fire spread quickly from one boardwalk shop to the next. And again, I mentioned it took 8 hours to extinguish. Why did it take so long?
Well, I spoke to a Seaside Park official who talked to me but didn't want to give his name, and he said that a few factors came into play here. First, there was treated timber on sections of the boardwalk that burned, and they were in some cases decades old. So this treated timber really might have contributed to the quickness of how the fire spread. Also, the Funtown Amusement Pier was damaged during Sandy so badly that it wasn't...
hadn't reopened.
Right. It hadn't reopened. So there was also that issue as well. And then Governor Christie, of course, mentioned the massive winds that were happening last night and yesterday, 30 mile per hour winds that also just took this fire and quickly spread it.
Let me ask, what was it about the Funtown Amusement Pier that was so critical in furthering the spread of the fire?
Well, that was semi-abandoned, so the sprinkler system in that building was not working at that time. Also, because it was semi-abandoned, there were some construction trailers that were empty and filled with materials and debris that might have contributed to the quickness of the blaze.
And what about water? We know fire departments used water from Barnegat Bay, from swimming pools to put out the blaze. Governor Christie, in his initial remarks last night, had mentioned that there were water system problems post-Sandy. Was the water system working properly?
Well, let's hear what Governor Christie had to say about that first, and then we'll explain that.
As the fire raged further out of control, you know, we did a workaround, and we brought the Neptune system up and other systems to pull out of the bay. But all of these infrastructure systems are going to take time to rebuild to 100% capacity.
So what he's talking about there, Amy, with the Neptune system, they had to actually use big pipes, polyurethane pipe from Neptune Fire Department to get water from Barnegat Bay to the fire. The reason they had to do that is because there was just not enough space, and because firefighters were unable to use their trucks on the sand. So you're kind of fighting a boardwalk fire from one side, because those fire trucks filled with water were just too heavy and they would have sunk into the sand. So imagine that a whole one side of the fire was unable to be reached because they couldn't pull those trucks around. So they had to find ways to get the water where it was needed. That official I spoke to mentioned that there were problems with generator pumps involving the water system, but that had been repaired, and that he did not believe that was a problem, that had been fully repaired. The problem was access and getting enough room and enough, even if you have all these fire trucks, if they can't hook up and get water, they're going to be ineffective. And that's what we're hearing, but we're still investigating this as well.
WNYC's Janet Babin on what we know now about the fire that engulfed Seaside Heights and Seaside Park, those two sandy-damaged shore communities in New Jersey. Thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.